You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Now, we've heard stories a few times from workers that have to enter people's homes, and all sorts of craziness happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They get hit on, there's nudity, there's all sorts of stuff. We haven't heard it from the homeowner's perspective of the creepy people that have entered their home. Hopefully that's the minority, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully these people are entering more creepy homes than it is creepy people entering homes.
Right.
But the story that's making news this morning is out of Colorado, where a Dish Network technician is facing felony charges for hugging a customer too tightly.
Hugging?
Hugging.
Why are you hugging?
Don't hug. It's not professional.
No hugging allowed.
No.
Yeah.
The story from KDVR.
If I don't get hugged, I complain.
Do you? If you don't, okay, hug Chuck next time you have to work in his house. KDVR-TV has this woman's story.
When Dish Network sent subcontractor David Novinsky to her home for repair work. First, Lost says,
everything was fine. I didn't have any inclination that there was going to be anything wrong.
But when it was time for Novinsky to leave,
I walked over to see him out. And he proceeded to turn and put me in a bear hug.
This 70-year-old former sheriff's deputy says she was terrified.
At that point, I didn't know whether I was going to be raped, thrown down on the floor. He had me pinned, my arms and chest, and it hurt.
Lost tells us she pushed Novinsky away.
He let go, and I said, you need to leave.
But Lost explains Novinsky waited a while, apologizing before leaving. He later was arrested by deputies and charged with first-degree criminal trespass and negligent bodily injury to an at-risk person.
Frankly, one of the strangest cases I've ever seen.
Attorney Mike McCullough represents David Novinsky.
Upon leaving, he gave her a 3-second hug, and then he left.
McCullough says his client is someone who generally gives hugs. He also says when Lost first called Novinsky's boss to complain, she never said she was injured.
Now he's unemployed, and in my view, because somebody didn't take the necessary steps to complete investigation on this.
Lost says she's physically okay now, but she suffers emotionally and has been concerned for her safety.
He scared me.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for 2 or 3 days after that, and I'm still not sleeping well. He knows where I live.
McCullough tells us he's prepared to fight these felonies.
I can't believe that George Brockler, who is the elected DA in the 18th Judicial District, wants to prosecute people that give people a hug.
A protective order has been issued ordering Novinsky to stay away from Lost.
Well, there's more to it, right, Lise?
Yeah. That's weak defense.
What do you think? There's more to him?
It wasn't just a 3-second hug. Mm. This guy's not all there.
I agree. I don't think he's all there.
He's not all there. You can't be that way he is.
You can't hug people in their homes. Like, you can't, as a worker entering someone's home,
you can't
just hug people when you leave. I understand there are people like that in the world. There are huggers.
Yeah, but if I came over and violently, not even violently, but like bear hug, like squeezed you for 3 full seconds, time is longer than people like realize. Saying 3 seconds doesn't feel like...
Yeah, and 3 seconds in a bear hug you don't want to be in as an eternity.
Yeah, it is. You know? Most people, if they hug, it's like a hug. Yeah. You know, it's like an arm tap.
Little tap. Hey.
Arm tap.
Glad I could help you today.
An embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3 seconds is an embrace, which is way too creepy for your Dish guy to give you.
Very creepy.
Have you ever had a creepy worker in your house? And when did you realize things were going wrong? 1-855-954-6969. We'll take a few quick calls. 1-855-954-6969. As I said, we've heard it from the other perspective of people who have, you know, entered people's homes as the worker and found crazy business, Buffalo Bills and all sorts of stuff. But what about someone coming into your house? You can text us too at 46969. Could it simply be that he just was given a little hug and she's blown it out of proportion?
Well, yeah, but it could have been that his brain just doesn't process, like, what is normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's right for him to hug.
You know?
Right? I don't get that. But,
I mean, and she's blowing it out of proportion, too. Like, you know, Lisa got a hug she didn't ask for at a big supermarket chain.
Wasn't at my home.
No, it wasn't at your home, but it was at a big supermarket chain or right?
It was, but with the, was, the person.
I get it. I get it. But what I'm saying is,
it was non-threatening.
If you are the right kind of person to make a big deal about stuff,
I'd make a big deal about that with that lady.
I get it. No, I get it. But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
My gut tells me there was more to it. That this guy is a creeper, kind of, or he's got problems.
Mm-hmm. Never had trouble with the law before.
No, because he never got in a position to be in trouble.
He doesn't know right from wrong. Like, you can't. Right.
I'm not sure he does.
Or not.
I got to be careful what I say, but I had a guy in my house recently who was super creepy.
Yeah.
My wife called someone, but of course, I have to deal with the person because she's not there.
Yeah.
And the second this guy came in, I was like, he's off.
Yeah.
This man is off.
Mm. Oh, no, not off.
The questions he asked, just his demeanor, it was all super weird. Now, sometimes people can be like that with us because maybe they listen and they don't want to say it. This was a different kind of vibe, though.
Really?
It was like, I'm not sure he's mentally there.
That's what I mean. And that's what I think is happening probably here, too. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my kids was home, and I'm like, go upstairs.
Yeah.
Get upstairs right now.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable when you have to have strangers in your home.
You can't
like
really
that.
Kick them out. Like, it's, I guess
they're there for a job.
They're there. It'd be so odd if I'm like, you freak me out. Can you leave?
Never mind.
Leave my home.
Because you are weird. You're a weird man.
Mm. Yeah, I guess, like, if you own a house, you're going to run into more of that.
Yeah.
Because mine are all, like, my companies that I rent from people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're all legit, everybody that comes in.
Found a cable guy asleep while installing my basement TV. When I woke him up, he started yelling, carbon monoxide! Carbon monoxide!
Oh my God, that's hilarious. What a cover-up.
We had to call the fire department. While the fire department was there, he left. Guess what? No carbon monoxide. He was just sleeping.
So just say you're sleeping. Don't make it a big deal.
Carbon monoxide!
That's a great excuse, though.
Oh, that should
I don't know what happened.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. He had that on tap, though. That was his go-to.
He falls
does this
asleep.
A lot.
Listen, I had an installer come in, and I thought he was never going to leave because it was a job that I think I could have done in about 2.5 hours, and it took him 9.
Mm. Oh, that sucks.
9 hours.
9 hours of
so when someone is at your place for 9 hours...
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
It is insane.
You just can't feel comfortable.
No, it's
you
horrible.
Know, you're like, oh, like all on edge.
Mm. This guy said had a furnace tech come out, a 300-pound guy with a hot pink thong showing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fishing? Is that like a big guy fishing, or is it just his big guy fetish? Like, does he want you to see his thong and be like, hey, dude, nice underwear? Or does he, that's just, he's got a secret.
I don't know. Lisa saw that before, too. Lisa's seen all of this.
That was at the same grocery store.
Yeah, that grocery store was trouble.
It was.
It was.
She does not go there
anymore. I've been to the grocery store since.
Yeah. Yep, she got hugged and then the thong got.
That happens a lot, and I'm thinking, is someone just putting it out there? Like, they kind of want you to see that? Like, one, either just to get your reaction because they get off on that, or two, for sexual thrills, whatever it is.
Maybe he just enjoys the feeling of a nice frilly thong.
Exactly. Or that could be it as well. I don't know. This one texted in too. Pizza delivery guy came into my house, played with my dogs for like 15 minutes.
Why is he coming in your house? Isn't that at the door?
Why do you let him stay with you? Because I'd be like, all right, dog's got to go.
I don't even let
no one's allowed
in the house.
No, not
at all. I like
open
a door.
What pizza delivery guy comes in the house?
No one's allowed.
No. It's at the front door.
Yeah, we'll stop you right there. No, you the biddies, get in the room.
The only time I could see it is if there's a bunch of pizza.
Oh, like for a party?
Yeah, and sometimes they'll come in and put it down. That'd be the only time.
Yeah, that's it.
If it's one pie,
that's all. Yeah,
I got it from here.
Yeah, you don't need to come in. What are you doing? You having some?
Someone said the thong could be a dare. Mm. Not at that. I doubt he.
No,
I
think that guy just likes thongs and he likes attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same reason if I saw James thong, I'd know, well, he likes thongs and he likes attention.
check and check.
Please notice
what he's
it.
Doing. Yeah, I did.
And tell me you saw it.
I liked it.
You think it looks
I took
hot.
A picture.
Worked on a landscape crew with the creepy dude. We were doing a retaining wall underneath a woman's deck. When she came out onto the deck to see how it was going, the creepy dude just crept under the deck and looked up her skirt.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Watch your bits. Chris is with us. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You have a creepy person? How's she going, eh? Creepy person come into your house?
No, so I was just telling him, I'm the other end of that, man. I've only seen somebody for over 10 years. And I get the other side of it. I don't know if it's because they've known me for so long, but they all hug me when I'm leaving. Like, I'm just like a huggable guy. I don't know. Like, every time I'm leaving, they get approached with their arms up, and I probably hug like 3 or 4 of my customers a day. It's weird. Sometimes I leave and it's weird, and sometimes I leave and it's normal, you know?
Huh.
And I don't know if it's because I've been doing it for so, like, I go to the same houses for so long.
Maybe that's it.
And it's like a comfort. Yeah, it's not as much with the new ones, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of my older customers. Like, when I'm leaving, like, they're just like, arms out, and I just go for it, you know?
You just say, you're okay with it, though.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
because the...
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's because of, like, I was thinking about it after. I think it's more because of, like, being with them for so long. Because they know, like, your family history and all that.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
You know what I mean?
All right, Chris. Sounds like you're trapped in a hug right now. But
yeah,
we'll
yeah. Phone's in a hug zone.
Yep. I'm not cool with unwanted
It's way different
hugs.
When an old person is like, come on, hug me, god damn
right. If the story we're talking about, if the 70-year-old woman had hugged the Dish Network worker
and he was all upset,
one, it never would have made the news, but two, it would have been like, oh, just an old lady wants a hug.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this guy he's either mentally deficient, he has, like, there's something wrong with him. He's a total perv. I mean, it could be total perv, or he just, like, misread, like, thought this old lady wanted a hug.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What about you? Have you had a creepy worker in your house? Brandon, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
All right, guys. So, one time, we had this cable company come over to help us install our TV. And, you know, it was all normal at first, and then he takes the remote and he goes over to the bathroom. Mm. I'm kind of like, where are you going, huh? And he was in there for a good maybe like solid 10 minutes.
With your remote?
Yes.
Yeah, like with our remote. Mm-mm. And I was kind of like, I'm worried. Is this sanitary? And he comes back out and he's like, all right, yeah, so you can talk to your TV from there. I was like, good to know.
Yeah, that's, I don't, I'm going to need a new remote, first of all.
Yeah, luckily you can go right down there and they'll give you one.
That's true.
Very easily.
Yeah, I mean, was he putting a listening device in the remote?
I don't know what he was doing. Dude, like I said.
All the secret things you could do with a remote control in a bathroom, none of them are positive.
There's nothing good.
Every once in a while, a guy will come over and he'll be there for 9 hours, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
I just hope he just didn't put your remote up his anus.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, I mean, those are big
You'd
remotes.
Be able to tell, though.
I think that's how you're supposed to program them. The proper way. You read the little booklet they give you.
Yeah, this is working now.
Yep. I forget how to do it every time.
Yeah, so if your cable goes out, after you unplug the cable box for 10 seconds and plug it back in, you put the remote right up your butt. Mm-hmm. And that should fix it.
Every time.
Helpful tips with James. This one had the creepiest cable guy come in who didn't have tools and didn't wear the same socks. He literally just walked around for 2 hours, and my dad and I followed him around the house, kind of made him a little wary of what we were doing, so he left.
Was he just casing the joint? Like, what is this guy doing?
Because another guy came 20 minutes later and fixed everything in 10 minutes.
So the other guy was looking around your house for stuff to steal.
Oh, God.
He didn't have tools.
Is he like...
Was he really a cable guy?
I don't think so,
guys. I don't
guys.
Think so.
Doesn't sound like
it. He was out of house.
He didn't have tools or a uniform. He had two different.
Somebody escaped the mental hospital and pretended to be a cable worker again.
Comes over, he's wearing a medical gown. You're like, hey,
cable guy. Here.
I don't know.
Are you here for the cable?
You're wearing slippy socks, man. You don't even have shoes on. You just
to fix your cable.
I don't believe you're the cable.
You mind
man.
If I grab my stuff?
Where is it? Where do you keep it?
Right
oh,
there.
Right there. Those aren't real tools at all. Those are sex toys. I think he's just crazy.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they answered the door and were like, are you the cable guy? And the guy was like, yep.
Yeah, old shocks the cable
guy. I never thought of that, that someone did like the old psychic routine where you give the information and then they just take it and run.
Yep, that's me.
And like, hi.
Oh, you're the cable guy?
Yeah, I'm the cable guy. Come on in. Okay.
Brianna, have you had a creepy worker in your house?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hi, Brianna. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Penis. Nice to talk to you guys.
Penis, you as well.
I went to school in Boston, and you know, living in a terrible apartment. The heat was never working. We were freezing in the winter. And one day, a workman comes over and says he's there to fix our heat. I figure, our landlord, he's taking care of us finally. I'm in my bathrobe. I let him in. And, he's got a toolbox, and he said, okay, show me around the apartment, show me your bedroom, show me the heater in your bedroom. And right around then, I did that thing where you realize that they're not actually there from the heat company. This is a guy posing. And I just looked at his eyes, and I kind of saw his eyes, go dark, and I realized, oh, no, I did that thing that you're not supposed to do that I've been warned about my whole life, but I was so desperate to have the heat fixed. And
so
I'm looking
happened?
At him, and he's looking. There's just this moment, time stopped. I'm in my bathroom. He's looking at me, and I'm like, what's about to happen? And right then, my terrible roommate came home. This girl has been terrorizing me for 9 months. You're never doing a dish. But she came in, and she spooked him. He kind of shook his head and snapped out of it and said, oh, okay, well, I'll report this issue, and we'll get back to you. We'll send someone.
That's crazy.
And that's super scary.
I never really processed it. We asked my landlord after, you sent someone about the heat, and he said no.
Oh my God! It was just a rando. Yeah, it was a Buffalo Bill in your house.
Oh my God!
Who knows what could have happened? Who knows what was in that toolbox? I'm really lucky. But.
No, you're incredibly lucky, Brianna.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's insane.
So scary.
That's super scary. That's like horror movie level scary.
The thing is, what are the percentages, do you think, of if I just randomly went up and knocked on a door, what are the percentages that someone has someone coming over to do some work?
Low. It's got to be low.
It's got to be low, right?
Yeah. Got to be low.
So what do you do? You knock, and then when they're when they don't say anything, you're like, oh, I guess I'm at the wrong place, or
I guess that's a risky move, though.
It really is, but I feel
how often would you hit on something?
Well, because to me, that guy knew that she was there. You know what I mean? It's a targeted thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're off to Tampa now with Scott. Scott, have you had a creepy worker in your place?
Yeah, we had a guy come to paint an addition, and we're getting ready to go out and get takeout Chinese, and we're like, hey, man, it's late. Do you want us to grab you something? He's like, absolutely. Hey, can I use your bathroom? Absolutely, go ahead. And all of a sudden, my wife and I are sitting in the kitchen, and we hear the friggin' shower turn on.
What?
Pardon me?
And he just proceeded to take a shower, come out like nothing happened.
So
you can't shower in my place.
Yeah, no.
You can't shower here.
Well, you said he could use the bathroom, Dave.
Oh, please.
I guess we got to be specific. Lisa would call the police.
For sure.
Wow.
In her shower.
There's a man showering here.
Did you confront him?
Dude, it was the craziest thing I ever seen, because I didn't even know what to say to him.
No, I don't even know what you say. Honestly, I don't know what you say. It's already done.
Did he come out? He came out dressed, though, right? He didn't just come out in a towel or anything.
No. Like he was ready to go to dinner. And I was like, man, we're just going to get takeout.
Oh, my God. He thought you were inviting him to dinner with you.
Oh.
So he freshened up.
Wow.
That's even weirder.
Wow. Yeah, I'll go to dinner with y'all. Yeah. Let me do, gotta do my makeup. I'm going to have to doll up a bit. Mind if I just, I'm going to hop in the shower and get my hair slicked back. I'll put on a like nice gold chain. It'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a button up I can borrow?
Hey, I found some of your clothes. I just threw them on.
I'm wearing your underwear.
I the originally other one, had none on.
Yeah, that was my work day skivvies.
Threw those out. I did a load of laundry.
You want us to grab you some Chinese? Yeah, I'll go shower up. We'll go do that. We'll have, break some bread. But why not?
Washed all my clothes in your laundry machine. Can you switch those to the dryer while I take a quick shower?
He just moves in.
Yeah. I'll go to dinner with y'all. Sure, why not? I did. Went ahead and put a sheets on that spare bed of yours so that I don't dirty them up when I sleep here.
Fire up at Netflix. I'll make some popcorn.
I went ahead and set up a new password that we all know.
We did it all. It's fine. I've been downloading all kinds of things.
Yeah, so our painter just moved in with us. It's super weird, you guys. He just came to paint. We can't get him to leave.
I like that he showered up for dinner.
Yeah, I'll come to dinner.
Then they like ask him, so like, when are you going to finish painting? He goes, oh, I don't paint for friends anymore. Yeah, you know, no, we're friends now.
We're friends. That is business. I don't mix it too.
Doesn't finish it.
I know a guy. I do know a guy.
I'm so glad y'all wanted to take me out to dinner.
So nice of you guys. We're glad we're friends.
You sure I'm not a third wheel?
This one had a cable guy come in, and as he was fixing, he sat down on the couch next to me, put his arm nearly all the way around me until I moved.
What?
Like what? The old...
Is that a guy? Or
you know, it doesn't say like, if that's a guy or a girl.
Listen, I know it's crazy, but... I know someone down my street that banged a carpet guy.
So they get action.
You know what I mean? Like they get lonely. This was a married action. This was a married person, younger.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that the married younger person hit on the carpet.
Well, something I'm just saying, I mean, every once in a while
there was a signal.
Something. I don't know what it was. I know nothing about the scenario. I just know that someone banged a carpet guy and I think it got out.
Oh man.
Well, it's a special person that,
you know,
does that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like...
Someone said, had the pool guy go out behind my shed and drop a deuce, but I caught him.
You caught him. Oh, my!
Seizure Dave! Seizure Dave!
Seizure Dave!
What the hell? Seizure Dave, I had the pool guy. I didn't want to soil your beautiful outdoor bathroom.
You can't poop on my lawn?
Seizure Dave, I was going to pick it up.
Come on, dude!
What's the problem here?
What is the big deal? Your pool is a spotless.
You're pooping on my lawn.
Everybody calm down. Everybody poops.
James makes a good point. Can't even imagine getting caught mid-poop by a homeowner.
No. I'm like mid-pinching off a loaf and Dave just comes around the corner. This is not what it looks like.
You have to stay.
I know it
you
looks like I'm pooping,
down.
But
you have to stay down.
Can you just give me a minute to compose myself?
Yep. You gotta stay down.
You have to stay down. You can't pop up.
Like, oh, man. Just the thought.
Seizure Dave!
Squatting right in mid-deuce, and Dave turns the corner. I'm using the pool, like, sweeper thing to get the bugs off the top for balance, you know, like a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
That's nothing I ever want to see.
You caught me in a vulnerable position.
I'm so red-faced, Seizure Dave.
I've had a lot of people use the bathroom, no problem, right? I'm hoping you're not going to poop, because I think that's etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pee.
They'll poop.
I'm hoping you're not pooping, you but whatever.
It's definitely
I'd rather you poop in my toilet than on my lawn or behind my shed.
Yes.
Well, behind your shed, it's so peaceful and
I'm sure it
comforting.
Is, but I don't want to smell that when comes down towards me. Someone said that they... had a tree guy grinding tree stumps. When he was done, he knocked on the door. She said, I was just wearing jeans and flip-flops. Well, I mean, she was wearing more than that, but she had jeans and flip-flops on. As we were talking about the job, though, he wouldn't stop staring at my feet.
Oh, he's in love those feet.
And made comments about my toes.
Loved those feet.
Yeah, he's a foot
girls,
guy.
Man. You gotta watch your feet. You gotta mind your feet.
You do. She said it was so uncomfortable. She said, I've had guys stare at my boobs that didn't creep me out as much as this guy did.
You trying to hide your feet. She's probably like,
well, because like 90% of dudes like boobs and will and have a problem and stare at them. But it's such a small, like it's a real finite.
It's unexpected when if it happens.
And I feel like they look at your feet in even more of a pervy way than you'd ever look at boobs.
Yeah, that's kind of true, right? You're like, oh, look at them.
You know what I mean? Like boobs, guys are like,
it's a weird fetish rather than just being.
Yeah. It's just funny if he's completely normal, but every time he sees feet, he's just like, I'm turning into milk. No.
Okay, what about this?
What's some shoes on?
My landlord hired a real creepy dude to paint a room in my house while I walk into my bathroom to find him pooping in my toilet with the door wide open.
Oh.
He didn't say anything when I walked in. He just looked at me.
Cheers.
Weirdest experience of my life. Oh, hey.
If somebody encounters me pooping, I just stare him away.
Get. Go on.
All right, so what about you? What's happened when you had a creepy worker in your house? We're going to head to Karen in Tampa next. Hi, Karen. What happened?
We actually got a major tile company sent out a guy to do an estimate for us, and he took forever. He was talking about his family and how he was on, you know, having hard times, and oh, he's got a kid that's sick, and just kind of like, he took this forever to do the estimate and kept going on and on about how hard his life was. And then on the way out the door, at finally at the end, he asked if he could borrow money from us. He had like terms and was like, I'll pay you back and all this kind of thing. Oh, and I was thinking to myself, oh, and then at the very end, he said, you know, most people will loan me money when I ask them for money when I do a quote.
Karen, that's so super creepy and uncomfortable.
Yeah, and apparently it works for him.
Well, yeah, because how many people does he owe money that there's just like weird handwritten terms that he came up with that no place will ever take seriously?
Yeah, and I had to think twice because I was like, yeah, well, if most people do it, then what's wrong with me?
No, see, that's his line, though.
Yeah.
That's his whole
ploy. That's his line. Yeah,
thanks for calling in, Karen. Glad
you imagine you're like a big company, though, and
this guy's representing you?
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, you got to let the company know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Someone said, I worked with a guy painting houses in the Florida Keys. There's a community called Ocean Reef. A ton of rich people live there. Anyway, so we're painting Kathy Lee Gifford's house. We're working in her bathroom. This dude goes into her huge shower and finds a pubic hair by the drain. He grabs it, barehanded, holds it up, and yelled, dude, it's Kathy Lee's pubic hair!
Oh, my God.
Then he pulls off the plastic around his cigarette pack and puts it inside there and keeps it.
Like it's a keepsake.
Effing weirdo.
Oh, my.
Kathy Lee's pubes!
This here is the pubic hair of one Kathy Lee Gifford.
I'll be honest. I mean, I bought some on eBay. I did. I bought some on eBay.
Come one, come all. See the mystical red pubic hair straight from the delta of Kathy Lee Gifford herself.
Do the carpets match the drapes?
Find out.
Pay
the $5.
Yes, come on. Look into the box.
He's like a carnival act.
Yeah, exactly. For $5, you can peer into this box.
Have you stared at greatness? You haven't till you've seen the pubic hair of Kathy Lee Gifford straight from her immaculate palatial shower. Right from the drain.
Not the treasure that you want to...
No.
Put it in a cigarette selfie.
How long you think Kathy Lee's pubes are?
Apparently they were long and strong.
They don't just go down the drain. They're long.
Drain couldn't get it.
I see your problem here, Kathy Lee. This drain is done clogged up with all your pubes.
You have dance pubes. There we go. Whole
string full of them.
That is a lot of your pubic hair.
Kathy Lee, you don't mind if I keep a few of these. Start a traveling show. Go around the country.
Traveling show.
Kind of like a gypsy, and just for $5, I let people stare into a box just full of your pubes.
Gravitron trip.
What do you think, Kathy Lee?
This year, the Texas State Fair, the Gravitron, the Zipper, and Kathy Lee's pubes.
Yeah.
Mysterious. Wise.
Are they curly? Are they straight?
You see for yourself. They're over yonder. Jeff is in Cape Coral. Jeff, have you had a creepy worker in your place?
Oh, yeah. Penis.
Penis.
So, I got a home warranty, and they sent this plumber out to fix my toilet, which I could have done myself, but it's a new house, so I didn't want to mess up my warranty.
Yeah.
And I'm a veteran, so this guy came in the house, and he's like the happiest plumber I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wow, what a great house. Look, you got birds. You got this. Man, I don't even want to put my wrench in your toilet. Your toilet's so nice. I'm like, what do you do? He's like, well, I used to be in the Army. He did, and he went to Afghanistan and stuff. And he's like, and I'm better. I microdose on mushrooms. And he's all excited and happy. I'm like, but maybe you're not microdosing. Maybe you're overdosing.
Fully.
I'm,
like, yeah.
I'm,
yeah.
A, I'm a proponent because, I believe in marijuana as medicine and mushrooms are medicine for vets. But at the end, I'm a veteran too. So I exchanged numbers with this guy because, I was in the same units as him in the desert. And so at the end, I'm like, he gives me a hug. He wants to hug me. He's like, totally hugs me. And he looks over my shoulder and he sees himself in the mirror and he says, dude, I think I need to share this with you. I'm Jim Morrison. And I was like,
oh, sure.
Jim Morrison?
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison? Yeah, ever since I was a kid, man, I'd hear the music. I'd tell my mom and dad, I wrote this stuff. And then he says, matter of fact, I'm taking singing lessons right now, and I'm going to get the band back together. But the weirdest thing about it is, you can feel my vibe. I'm a good dude. Sometimes Jim Morrison, he can be a penis. And he's rude to people. And I'm totally not rude. You can see how happy of a guy I am.
Yeah, he's not microdosing. He's just dosing.
Yeah.
That's the problem there for sure. Yeah.
Huh. He might have microdosed a bit too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, when you've done enough to think you're Jim Morrison,
you've done a lot.
Mind you, I think he thought he was Jim Morrison forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
I agree.
Forever.
A Colorado TV technician charged after giving a customer a bear hug. She reported him for that, said she was very uncomfortable. He lost his job, and now this guy's fighting back. But if you had a creepy worker in your place, someone said we had a window salesman asked to use our bathroom. So we let him. He comes out half an hour later. He was over 450 pounds. Found out later he blew out our wax O-ring seal. Our toilet was leaking through the floor into our basement.
Oh,
man. Boy, oh, boy.
God, you blew out someone's toilet.
That's crazy. That's crazy. He was like one of those window salesmen, too. That's such a weird thing to me.
Right, so they're not even there to install your windows.
They're there to go around, count your windows.
To try and sell you.
Quote, yeah. And then write up a quote.
It's crazy. I just feel like if you wanted windows, you'd be looking for windows.
Well, it's funny, too, because I won't let that guy in.
No.
Like, if I got a window quote, even because I was looking at windows for a while, and there would be a guy who would come over, and I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll take a quote. He'd be like, I just need to count your windows, and I'd be like, well, good luck. You can count them from outside.
Yeah, you do it right.
You need to measure.
Right there.
Some of them come over and measure, but they can measure from outside.
Yeah, they're windows. Yeah.
They're windows.
Windows to the outside.
Yeah.
By the way, someone who, the Kathy Lee pube community, someone said that Ocean Reef in the Keys is no joke. I had to go through a federal background check to work there for 3 days.
We need to know everything about you. You are going to be so close to the pubic hair of Kathy Lee.
That guy failed the background check.
Yeah, I'll tell you somehow.
Says here you stole a pube.
Stole is I borrowed it.
Stole it.
My traveling show.
You brought it. Yes, it says that here. You brought it downstate with a traveling show.
Pubes.
Mm-hmm. Someone said I had a guy come fix the internet at my place. I was upstairs and came down. He was half naked then.
Oh Jesus!
He said I appeared friendly, so he knew I wanted it. Well, I chased him out with a bat. My kids are upstairs the whole time. Mm. Damn. There's a bunch of guys, by the way, workers who said that they nail ladies all the time.
They're banging people all the time, yeah.
Pool workers, landscapers, all sorts of people. The ladies want it. Some of them. Not all of them. I had a guy setting up an alarm system. It was 6 p.m. after work. He kept saying, oh, I'm so hungry. They got me working 16-hour days, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up giving him some homemade enchiladas that I just finished cooking. He eats, finishes setting up the alarm system. I'm having a few drinks, watching TV, no big deal. He ends up staying until midnight.
No.
And I finally had to say, hey, you have to leave. I've got to work tomorrow. Then he starts asking if he can stay and drink with me. I'm by myself, so I start to get nervous. But I said, you know what? No. Thankfully, he ended up leaving.
I just want to spend the night.
Yeah. You don't mind if I...
You try to be a nice person and
give
then...
Give you a blowjob.
Yeah.
You gave me an enchilada. Nice. If you didn't want to be friends,
yeah,
I don't know why
you... fed me. I'm just going to repay you with a rim here.
All I need is a blanket and a pillow on the couch.
I'd rather sleep in your bed.
A few more quick calls. Joe, you're up next. What happened?
Hey, good morning, guys. For years, I have had plumbing problems. You know, the poop drain going underneath the driveway that would always clog up.
Uh-huh.
And I've been putting it off because I don't want them to rip up my whole driveway. It's 100 feet long.
Yeah.
So these plumbers, finally the day happens. It's got to go. The pipe collapses. The guys come there and they go, hey, I got something. We won't have to rip up the whole driveway. We put a hole here. We put a hole at the end and we'll feed the pipe through. And I was so happy. It's going to save me $7,000. I got to buy you guys lunch. So I go and get these guys burgers. They're working in this hole with a poop-filled drain. I hand him the lunch, and this guy comes up with his bare hands with all this crap over it, and he eats the burger.
Thanks for saving me some money.
Yep. That's my poopy eight.
Yeah. I guess they're used to it, right? But I don't know how
you shouldn't.
You gotta wash your hands.
You shouldn't be used to it.
You should.
Come on.
My goodness. Evan from Northville is up next. Hi, Evan. Good morning, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? Penis balls.
Balls. Yes.
Actually, side note, I used to be a window salesman. You'd be surprised by the number of people that would let us in. I have some weird stories about that, but another time. But about a while back, I was in 7th or 8th grade, back when GTA 5 came out. We had an exterminator come out to do some work. We had a bad spider infestation. And this exterminator, I'm playing GTA. This guy comes up to me. He goes, hey, you know, you can pick up prostitutes, right? And I'm like, oh, for sure. And he comes up, you know that thing in, like, movies where a guy will put his arm around a girl to show her how to play pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that with the controller for a good 5 minutes.
Stranger danger, no, stranger danger.
No.
Yeah. 7th or 8th grade, too. All right. It's been great talking to you guys.
All right. See you, man.
That's when you call to report.
Yeah.
That's when you call to report.
You know, you can do a lot in these games.
Jeez, I don't really like this.
No.
I don't really like this. I'm uncomfortable.
It's just...
you want to know how to get hookers, horrible. Kid?
I horrible. Think you'd get some stars if you were actually in Grand Theft Auto for what you're doing right now.
Yep.
Yikes. He shouldn't be doing that.
No.
He can't touch my kid.
No.
Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. What happened?
So I was working overnights at the time, and I lived in an apartment. So I just gotten home from an overnight shift, and I had asked the apartment manager, we had agreed on certain days that he would send someone in to fix the bathroom. And this was not one of those days because I was going to be sleeping. So I was asleep, not wearing a lot of clothes in my apartment alone, and my husband was at work. And I woke up to a sound in my bathroom that was attached to my bedroom, so the master bathroom. And I was so freaked out. I got up and quickly put some clothes on, walked into the bathroom and found a man with long gray hair, no teeth, in a jumpsuit. And we both screamed when we saw each other.
Hi.
You gave me quite a fright.
What was the guy? Who was this dude?
How did he get in?
I asked him how he got in because we were on a first floor apartment, but there was a safety lock, right, that you can't open from the outside. And I was like, how did you get in here if the safety lock is on? And he said, we came in through the balcony.
Oh.
Through the balcony.
Oh, my God.
Fire escaped.
I climbed in.
You're nude and this old guy's in your bathroom?
Sorry?
You're nude and this old guy's in your bathroom and that's where you encounter him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was nude sleeping during the day because I just worked all night, and I heard a noise. I got up, and I threw some clothes on, and I opened the door, and there was that man with long hair and no teeth and a jumpsuit.
Long hair, no teeth, and a jumpsuit.
The jumpsuit is...
I figured the jumpsuit would tie my look together. Hi. I really wanted to look like a serial killer.
It's all I have. Just, it's from the Jason collection.
Kind of a Michael Myers thing.
I wear that on Tuesday. I basically dress only like movie serial killers. I got a clown costume.
No teeth.
Not a tooth. Not a tooth in me.
One final text here. Cable guy went to my girlfriend's place when he was leaving. His penis was out, and he said, "Is there anything else I can do?"
Oh, my God.
It actually went to court. His defense was his zipper must have been broken.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Zipper malfunction. The old zipper malfunction.
Yep.
Anything else I can do for you, Jay, madam?
Christ.
My goodness.
Yeah, maybe put your dick away. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
This guy, landscaper, said, we get hit on and propositioned all the time. I remember once a chick wanted to give me a BJ simply because I had a job.
Hmm. All it takes, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Chicks can't resist a job.
Wish it was that easy for me back in the day.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I had a job for a long time.
Yeah.
I had a uniform.
Yeah, I was gainfully employed most of the time. Wasn't all jobs.
Mm. You were knocking on the wrong horse door then.
Yeah, that's
apparently.
True.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy sent us, it's basically video, it's just audio though of it, of what he says is his neighbors, his loud, obnoxious, sex-having neighbors. Now, I can't play it for you, but it's... If this guy, like he says in his email, has to deal with it 3 to 4 nights a week... I feel for the dude.
Is it crazy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's like, first of all, she's. It's not even like sexual moans. It's like, ha! Wah! Yeah! Whoa! Yeah! Like, like that. And then there's like,
oh, she's nuts.
Yeah!
She's on the Yosemite Sam.
So you heard this?
So yeah, Sam.
I listened to the whole thing this morning. I was like, what? I'd be so mad.
It's not something we can play.
I'm not sure you're allowed to play.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like sex noises. Yeah. It just, to be truthful, it just sounds like, wah! Yeah!
Like she keeps winning the lottery or something.
Yahoo! From
Battleship.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's like a...
Connect Four, yeah, woo!
That's it.
So this is all the time?
He says, I have to deal with this every night that I go out to have a smoke on my porch. These neighbors across from us have the loudest, most obnoxious sex I have ever heard. It is honestly like this 3 to 4 nights a week. I had to tape it for you and pass it along.
Oh, man.
Part of me feels like turning off the mics. And listening to it.
So that
wouldn't work. No, just so we know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So then they're just going to be dead air?
Yep.
That's a chance we might have to be willing to take to listen to these people bang.
I don't know.
Prepare the engineers.
There's about to be dead air on the radio station.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's bad.
No, you can't have dead air.
Well, we can do
we
this.
Could talk.
We could, hold on.
Can we play like hold the on hold music for everyone else?
On hold music.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Where is the on hold music?
I think I'll have to get it.
Well, you're going to play it on your computer, this sound,
oh,
so you
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, that's
I
right. All right.
We don't have on hold music ready to go.
I can play the traffic music.
No.
There we go.
Yeah, but I can't.
Yeah,
you can't
play
I can't play the thing. I have it here, but I can't play it for you. Then, if you want to hear the banging.
Oh.
Right, and that's the issue with that.
Most radio shows don't put people on hold, they're listeners.
That's true. Put our listeners on hold. Sorry, guys, we're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Strange concept.
We got to listen to some people having sex.
It's different.
I'll keep the listeners company while you guys listen to the neighbors.
What would you talk
about? I think
about?
I could put them on hold.
You can?
You can?
Hold on.
All right.
We're working on it.
You're with David Chuck the Freak.
How are we going to not...
We gotta listen.
Okay, yeah, you gotta listen.
Out.
Okay, so just let's get going then. Let's.
I know I'm trying. I don't have any links.
Nobody's ever done anything like this before. It's the first time.
No other show.
Classic on hold music in YouTube. It's the second
I'm
one.
I'm trying to load YouTube on a very slow computer.
Oh, okay.
The day we changed radio.
So you're about to
Can
hear.
I?
It.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, is that you, Dave?
Yeah, it's me. But I'm just while Chuck's doing this, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
There we go. I think I may. Oh,
ads. God damn it.
Sorry, I don't pay for YouTube.
We're trying to listen to sex noises.
If you're just joining us, we want to listen to sex, but you can't.
It's driving me crazy, too. All of a sudden, they're making you watch the whole video or the whole, like, thing on YouTube now, like ads.
It's my account because I don't click on any of them, so they got to get their ad revenue up.
All right, yeah. So this is me now, Dave.
Okay. All right.
So I got to turn the mics off. We're going to put the listeners on hold.
We're going to put you guys on hold.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak. Please hold. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Is my mic turned off too? Because I'm talking to the listeners while you guys listen. I've already heard it.
No, if I have your mic on, we won't be able to hear it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm turning all the mics off.
Right. Please hold.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for holding. We're back with Dave and Chuck.
I would have thought it would have worked.
I guess we can put them on hold again. I can play it off my phone.
Right. All right.
That'll definitely work. Please hold. Sorry, please. We have real bad technology here. You'll that have to hold. Allow us to do.
Please hold.
Please hold. Hold them open.
Whoa.
Dave did the most accurate impression of it.
Yeah, I studied it hard.
I mean, she was like, wow, wow,
I can't, please God, no.
She said something like that. She said something.
Trying to do something.
Don't, please.
Trying to
do something. Yeah, I bet.
He was trying, he was up to
no wrong hole.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, it had to
be. No.
He was
no.
up. He was yes, up to something.
Can. Yes, you can.
Sure, we can.
Oh,
I know you can.
Someone said, "Another first in radio for Dave and Chuck the Freak, putting three major cities on hold so we can listen to sex noises." Four, actually, we put four cities on hold. Sorry about that.
Sometimes you have to put cities on hold. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
It's a wild. That was wild.
We can stop the whole music now, though.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it.
Do? Okay.
Well, it's kind of calming. Yeah.
So that's all the time he has to hear.
That's all the time. I mean, you guys, I was accurate, right?
Yeah, you were pretty accurate.
Are you able to tweet that, just that noise out, so people can check that out?
I can record it and then upload it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put it on our
website.
That's
what we have to do.
Okay. Can we do that? Yeah. We'll put it soon at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can all listen to our sex noise. Not our sex noises, the sex noises we listen to.
Just make sure all my stuff is turned off. I don't want any of my computer stuff to go in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to hit a button on here to get it to go back into my
system. I will turn you off when we're ready.
So if you start hearing sex noises,
signal me or something so I can turn it off.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm turning James off.
So we're going to put those sex
noises up at DavidChuckTheFreak.com soon so you can hear what this guy has to deal with 3 to 4 nights a week, because it's pretty insane. I would not be cool with it. Like, you could never have your windows open in your house if you wanted to sleep.
So he's in a house or an apartment?
I'm assuming you could just upload it to YouTube.
He said across.
He says across neighbors, so I assume
the street?
House?
Yeah. No, I think it's like...
It's gotta be...
Because it's a video.
Hall.
You're off.
What? I'm just going to record the audio off the video and then upload it to DavidChuckTheFreak.com.
Okay.
Screw YouTube. We're going to get all the
Get all them clicks.
Yeah, we're getting the clicks.
They were not hot sex noises.
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
No.
But there was things said that I couldn't tell exactly what was being said. So,
I mean, it's just too dangerous.
She really sounded like Looney Tunes cartoons.
No, I can't. No. But then, yeah.
And then,
yeah. Yeah!
Not the sounds you'd expect. No.
Oh, God. No, I can't!
Amazing. Amazing, unless you're their neighbors.
Right. No, it's not good.
That
it's not amazing. Shock
balls.
Yahoo!
Like, I guess I'll just never understand that, because you know people hear you.
They don't care.
I know you don't care. It's unbelievable to me that you don't care.
They sound like they probably drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Do drugs, maybe.
Yeah.
Something.
Probably.
Yeah, but...
No, so, he could call the cops, right? He absolutely... That's disturbing the peace if I ever heard it. Randy has a comment on this. Hey, Randy, what do you think you should do?
Penis. So what he should do is make the exact same style of noises, even if he's not having sex, loud enough, like anytime he sees them, you know? He sees them outside, just be...
Yeah, look at him like
when Forrest Gump looks at that guy.
It's like a Bruce Lee fight.
You know when...
Yeah. If you're making those noises, though, so loud, you wouldn't care. You'd probably get off on that or think, yeah, that guy, Bruce Lee. He likes our noises.
So he was suggesting, like, when young Forrest and that his mom does that teacher guy, and he starts making the noises at him.
Oh, God, yes. Don't. I mean, yeah, that is what he wants you to do.
Yeah, they won't care that he's not going to shame them by making the noises. No, that's not the way to deal with it. I say, though, if it's keeping you up at night, you got to, unfortunately, call the cops on these people.
It's just the cops.
They're
right?
obnoxious. They don't care.
Call the cops.
Obviously, their windows are open.
Yeah.
And they are giving everyone a show. But you don't need that show. That's a crazy-ass Looney Tunes show.
That was crazy. It literally sounded like Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
Getting pegged.
Again, you'll be able to hear it for yourself.
I gotta know.
And make your own judgments. DavidChuckTheFreak.com.
No, what in the world, James? James can't hear.
James can't hear us. He's turned us off so he can listen to sex noises.
He's trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
There's something she couldn't do. Something that she couldn't do that he wanted.
What couldn't she do?
What do you think?
A couple things.
Lisa's.
Well.
The back.
Yeah.
I bet she could do that, no problem.
If you're making those noises, I thought those noises were coming from the back.
I was wondering if he wanted a little...
What?
He wanted stuff done.
Prepare to beg.
I think he was trying.
No, because then she got real laughy after that and then screamy again.
Wasn't it him?
We didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
He laughed. I didn't even hear the man laugh.
I didn't hear it.
Mm.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who was like...
No, that was her. That was all her. Every loud noise you made was from her, not him.
Oh. It's hard to tell off of Dave's phone with the whole music playing.
I know. Yeah, it was tough, but...
That's crazy.
That's what it was.
Again, that's exactly what he was
working on getting it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and you can enjoy it for yourself, and then we won't have to put you on hold again.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.